2024, it is here. We are high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. Yeah, people are looking forward to the year. They're thinking, what are they looking forward to most? And of course, racing fans are looking forward to racing. And the guy on the line, he is the CFO for the undefeated flavor of El Bandido Yankee, the official tequila of race day. He is also Eric Lance. Eric, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it.
So once you get past first couple days, you know, there's the celebrations for New Year's, and then you're going to look at, hey, what's going to happen, right? And the racing season, we always talk about it. It's as grueling as it gets, right? It starts in February. It ends in November, right? It pretty much goes the entire calendar year. And this year, El Bandido Yankee is going to be more active than ever.
It's coming at us fast. I can't believe how fast 2023 went by. And 2024 has even more action packed into it for us. So we're going to need to get started soon. And as you said, no rest for the weary until December.
Yeah, you think about this. I mean, people here in Chicago, we just had Shane Van Gisbergen, who is, of course, the winner of the Chicago Street Race. We'll be doing some things here. We've got a tailgate that we're going to be doing in and around the Chicago Street Race. We've got Nick and Merkel from tailgreeter.com. They're in studio, too, and I know for whether it's NHRA or whether it's the dirt track stuff with Rico, we're going to be doing a bunch of fan fests. They're going to help people really enjoy their race weekend. But I got to think some of the biggest news that's been happening with one of the biggest racers, one of the top personalities, most talented drivers out there, Rico Abreu. And this is something that you put together, Eric, with Marty Mello and those people kind of having this opportunity fall in the lap of El Bandido to really be a part of just some of the biggest and best moments for that best driver.
Yeah, I mean, Rico is seriously one of the coolest dudes out there on dirt and quite frankly as a person. And I'm sure a lot of the race fans know his big announcement this year is that he was going full-time racing in the High Limit Series, which is owned by Kyle Larson and Brad Sweet. And, you know, it's been a long time since he's run for a championship. He's kind of been known as the bandit himself, and showing up where he wanted to show up and kind of when he wanted to show up and racing for the wins. And 2023 was, I guess, at this point, his record year of success. I think there were 15-plus victories, and super excited about him going high limits racing. I think that's a 40 to 50 race slate in 2024, and El Bandido Yankee will be partnered on his car for the entire season, which is a big upshift for us from 2023. Folks are going to get to see at high speed the El Bandido logo on the winglets at every single racetrack around America.
You said, Derek, you said it's coming at us fast, and you said upshift, and you're doing a lot of cool racing puns for that. You think about motivation this last year, you know, in the conversations that you have with Rico and his team, have you taken a little bit of credit for it? Because that incentive program that you put together may have been the thing that, you know, he always wants to be good, he always wants to win, but you made it a little bit better with the program.
No, it was. We use this as a constant source of conversation and jokes for us about I got into this looking at his past historical records, and we put a little bonus program together based on podium finishes, and I'll be darned, he took that as full-fledged motivation in 2023 and went out and made sure that he cranked it up at every single track. So, hey, look, I don't mind writing the checks when there's victories coming. And there's promotion for El Bandido Yankee Tequila. And again, between him and his fiance Megan and even Gus, his dog, you know, they do the best job of promotion, and they truly care about their sponsors. I have never met anyone who cares as much about making sure that he's keeping a sponsor happy during the course of a season. And he's such a genuine guy and such a down-to-earth guy. And for those of you that don't go dirt track viewing or dirt track racing, you've got to get out there. This guy will stay in the pits after every race until every single fan that lined up to see him has been seen, gotten an autograph, taken a picture, shook his hand. He doesn't sleep till that's done. So he, as I said, great guy to be associated with.
Yeah, on the dirt track side, there's that one thing. And, of course, NHRA and Super Late Model, just a bunch of different racing series. And race fans, they like to travel. And some exciting stuff coming up, too, is with the Indy 500. Of course, WGN Radio is the original voice of the Indy 500. And with El Bandido Yankee, part of the team here and part of the team in Indiana, right, with the Big Red Liquors. There's a lot that we're going to be doing down there south of the border in really what is the race capital.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we are, once again, our, I guess we could call it the 2.5-year anniversary of our relationship with Flying Ryan and Pro Stock Motorcycle with NHRA, which led us to our relationship with Indianapolis Raceway Park. We are the official liquor of Indianapolis Raceway Park in 2024. Met with Casey Kohler at the PRI show in Indianapolis to work on our activations for this coming year, and they've got a lot of really cool stuff planned for us out at the raceway. And, you know, it's going to be fun. There's NASCAR going on there. There's NHRA going on there. There's car shows going on there. There's, you know, street outlaw drag racing going on there. So we're really looking forward, as you said, to all the stuff south of that Chicago border.
And when it comes to out west, too, this is some news that's going to be breaking. Of course, Pat Patterson, people who listen to the program, they know that he sat in for part of our street race special that we had right here on WGN Radio, a personality for PRN, calls some of the races, and you know him from Sirius XM NASCAR as well. You and Pat Patterson have been working on some West Coast action. I don't know if it's, you know, we can share a little bit, if you could tease a little bit, but Kevin Harvick's involved. What's going on in California?
A lot of good stuff's about that, but I think we can absolutely tease. We are about to become very heavily affiliated with Kevin Harvick's Kern County Raceway. You know, in Bakersfield out there, Kevin just retired from, you know, the full-time NASCAR circuit, took ownership of Kern County Speedway. There's actually three tracks there. There's an asphalt, a dirt, and a drag strip that runs a full season of events, and it just so happens they also have a liquor license, which is really awesome for us. It matches up El Bandito Yankee Tequila with high-speed racing. So we're about to do some really fun stuff with Kevin's track and hopefully with Kevin as well. And as part of that, we are starting to work on an upcoming announcement that's probably going to be out in the next week or so, where we're going to do some affiliations with the ZMAX Cars Tour West, which, again, for race fans out there, I think you heard a lot last year about the Cars Tour. It's the Dale Jr., Jeff Burton, Kevin Harvick, Justin Marks owned series that consolidated a lot of the various asphalt late model racing series together. They are creating a Western division this year, and El Bandito Yankee is looking to be a very large part of that series. So stay tuned.
And that is some great racing, that the super lates, all that. We talk about the dirt track. It's such entertaining racing. You know, NASCAR, IndyCar, they get a lot of the headlines. But that racetrack, that is like the lifeblood, the cornerstone of a lot of local communities and so many great fans and so much great racing. It's great to see some of those top personalities getting in on that and providing more entertainment for fans. And so, Eric, as we let you go, you know, elbanditoyankee.com. I know we're going to be starting up some stuff as the season starts in February with Rico down in Florida. I know we'll be doing some things in and around the Daytona 500. We'll have to keep fans up to speed with that. But do you have anything social media-wise, website-wise, you want to share as we let you go?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it right. I think elbanditoyankee.com. There is actually a Facebook site, which is El Bandito Yankee Racing. And you can follow along on that as well, and we will post all of our activations coming up on the racing side. As you said, you are correct. Rico starting in Florida in Volusia on the dirt. He'll also be in Tampa at East Bay on the dirt, and then we roll right into some of our NASCAR, which then rolls right into the first race of the year in NHRA, which is up near Jacksonville. So Florida will be the racing hotspot for us in February and March.
Yep, and that's when you're going to want to go there. People from Chicago, it's not as cold as maybe it once was, but it's definitely a lot nicer in Florida. And, of course, it's going to be tastier, too, with El Bandito Yankee. So thanks, Eric. We'll let you get to sleep. I know you're in a Eastern time zone, but appreciate all you're doing, obviously, for the spirit world. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the race fans out at the tracks. And certainly, please head out to your local tracks.
That's right. Support racing. All right. Thanks, Eric.